Dave Moore on Today FM
podcast. Hi, it's Dave, the I don't wash my legs guy.
Hi, Dave. Oh, yes. How are you?
Yes, you've vaguely remembered this terrifying conversation we had around the Grand Tour where I explained that I don't wash my legs and you were A, slightly confused and B, I think mostly appalled by me.
I got bewildered is what I was.
Well, it's good to chat to you again. How are you?
Very well indeed, thank you. Yes. Absolutely, trundling on, although slowly ruining myself with my business.
But well, listen, aren't we all? Have you, at any point in the interim between when we last spoke and now, thought of me in the shower?
I've tried to keep that tempting thought from my mind. They call them intrusive thoughts, don't they? And that's a bad to be blighted. That's a terrible thing. I'm trying to scorch it out of my mind.
Well, listen, I'm glad you've done a good job. Unfortunately, I've thrown it back at you now, so maybe it'll creep in again someday. But look, I want to talk all about Richard Hammond's workshop. Back again, season four of this.
Yes, I know. It goes on, slowly draining me of money, time and strength, but still there.
Well, what's wonderful genuinely about it, I think, is the fact that you are so involved. And it's not just kind of like, oh, let's just put a workshop in there and pretend Richard's here and we'll drop in every now and again. Like, it is genuinely so real, this whole show.
Yeah, because it's not a TV show. It's not done for TV. It is a real business. It's something I wanted to do. I've spent 30 years as a journalist talking about cars, sort of from the outside, and I wanted to get into the industry and be part of it. I don't know why I did, because it's really expensive, as it turns out. But so the show simply follows what unfolds and happens at the workshop. So when the cameras step away, we're still there doing our thing.
Yes, but a lot does happen. I mean, I've seen one episode, the first episode of season four, and even within that, there's an awful lot going on. Obviously, the first thing is you come in with a giant skip and you want to change everything. So, I mean, you know, you're causing havoc everywhere you go.
I was trying to tidy up because I wanted people to arrive at a nice workshop and we could be ordered and organised and not spend 20 minutes looking for a spanner. But it turns out engineers are basically teenagers and trying to get them to tidy their room is impossible. And trying to persuade them to let go of stuff, a little twisted bit of metal and a broken spanner. No, it might be useful. Let's throw it away.
At some point, I might want to use that. Yeah. There's also an opportunity for you guys to work on something. And because I've only seen the first episode, I don't know whether it happens or not. But to work on something really, really incredible in terms of British history, the Rolls Royce.
Yeah. A brigadier arrived at the workshop from the Royal Logistics Corps, Brigadier Mike Caldicott. And hello, chaps, I've got this car I'd like you to work on. It's in our museum. And it's a 1939 Rolls-Royce Wraith. It was the staff car of Field Marshal Montgomery. And it was the first civilian-type car up the beaches after the D-Day landings, the events that saved the world. And it transported Montgomery, Eisenhower and Churchill around northern France as they planned the campaign to push into Europe. And they wanted it restoring in time to make an appearance at the 80th commemorative events in Normandy that happened this year. So we were charged with doing it. Brigadier Mike had stuck his neck out, rather. He wanted us to do it, but obviously the brass in the military was saying, why have you given it to that little brummy idiot from the television? Because we need this car. It's priceless and really important. So he was putting us under pressure because he was under pressure. So yeah, it was a heck of a job, but a magnificent thing to work on.
Wow, it really is. And I mean, obviously every car you touch, will mean a lot to one person. You know, it'll be their car and perhaps their family and maybe somebody else who has a fondness for that kind of car. But something like this, you know, as you mentioned, it's been such an iconic piece of motoring history. This is going to be seen by millions of people.
Well, exactly. It's of global significance. But we then had to finish it and drive it to the commemorative services in Normandy, drive it to the cemeteries and around the towns. We showed it to veterans who'd seen it back in the day with Montgomery in it. But then at the other end of the scale, so that's a sort of big, grandiose, globally significant car. The other end of the scale, in episode one, a lovely lady arrives with a little Lancia. Not a particularly valuable nor rare car, but to her, it was her husband's car. He'd bought it when he knew he was terminally ill. It was his dream car. So they both knew he was going to pass shortly after he bought it, in fact. And she'd planned on selling it when he went. But at his wake, after his funeral, at her house, it was very loud and she wanted to escape the noise. So she stepped outside and into the garage and sat in the car just to escape. And as she sat in it, she realised, I can't sell this. This was his dream car. It's a connection to him. So she brought it to us for a light restoration. So not a big job, not a globally significant car, but it meant the world to her. And I love those human stories around these machines. That's when they come to life and where they become interesting. It's not the metal, it's the people.
Absolutely. No, that is a truly wonderful story that's told in episode one. So everybody should tune in and make sure they watch Richard Hammond's workshop. Richard, one of the things I love about the show is a chance to see your relationship with your daughter, Izzy, because it's a wonderful thing. And as a dad of four, I love imagining that when my kids are a bit older, that they might actually have an interest in something I'm doing. It's truly inspirational.
Honestly, I have two daughters, Izzy and Willow, and neither have ever shown any interest in what I do. I've done television and cars all of their lives. Izzy graduated from Bristol University last year with the first in English, because somehow she's clever. I don't know where that came from.
Impressive.
But suddenly she decided she is quite interested in cars and TV and is actually forging her own career in it. So, but in episode one, she and I do a vintage car trial, which is basically when you take a 90-year-old car and beat the proverbial out of it, driving it up
and
down.
Try and bounce it up a hill.
It's cruel.
Yeah.
But she loved it. It was a heck of an experience. And it meant I get to spend time with my eldest daughter. So, you know, that's a win, isn't it? Any father of...
It is. And you have your podcast, of course, where who we are now. You have that one as well with Izzy.
Yeah, I'm having great fun. There was a funny moment walking across London after we'd recorded one of the podcasts and we have to go off and do something else. She just looked at me and said, Daddy, yeah, what you do, yeah, it's work, isn't it? Yes, darling, it is. It always has been. I could have wept when she realised, oh, it's a job. Yes.
It's a real job.
It actually is a job. Yeah. It's the first time she'd realised it.
Well, it's wonderful. The show is amazing. Richard Hammond's workshop airs weekly on Mondays. We'll be on Discovery Plus from September 9th. So, Richard, thank you so much for chatting to me. And I'm sorry that I may have caused an intrusive thought in your brain next time you hop in the shower. But hey. We bonded over that at least.
We did. It's always a pleasure. I'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Thanks, Richard. See ya.
You're welcome. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.